There's a time to praise God, and there's a time to listen to God. There's a time to lift up your heart to Him, and there's a time to get on your knees before Him. And then there's a time simply to be just silent in His presence. And then there's another time. There's a time of violence and strife. There's a time to fight with God. For Jacob, that time came in the dead of night at a river crossing when he was all alone. Well, all alone save for this man or angel or whatever you want to call him, but indeed it was God who wrestled with Jacob until daybreak. It's man versus God, a fight that doesn't seem fair because it wasn't. But a fight doesn't have to be fair in order for it to be a fight. Look at your fight with God. Or maybe you haven't had one yet. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you stick with the Lord long enough, you will. Trust me, because it's as certain as death and taxes. And whether you've fought with Him or will fight with Him, don't pretend that it'll be fair, because it won't. But it doesn't matter, because He'll let you wrestle with Him. In fact, He'll demand it. And this fight with God, this isn't a fight like a lover's spat. I mean, it's more than name-calling or breaking a few dishes or slamming some doors. That's child's play. A fight with God is a life and death struggle. And your life is what hangs in the balance. For some of you, it has been, or it will be, over the death of someone you love with all your heart, and you attack God for the seeming theft. For others, it'll be over drugs, or booze, or sex, or whatever imprisons your soul. And your war cry will be, my God, why have you forsaken me to this? You'll fight against heaven. And for others, who knows what your fight will be? Failed marriage or a broken home. Failing health. A struggle even to believe that there is a God, or if there is one, why He doesn't seem to give a rip about anybody but Himself. Whatever it is, the truth is, the real fight will be over something much deeper within you. Now, this was a fight that Jacob needed, whether he wanted it or not. Because I don't know that we could really consider Jacob to be a man prior to this, until this day. Because he certainly acted childish before this. The boy that stole the birthright and then tricked his dad and then ran off. And then he tricks his father-in-law, and he runs off again. And now he's about to wet himself over his big brother showing up to seek revenge. So a man, his God, wrestles with this boy until daybreak so that he might become a man, even as God did. Hour after dark hour, God and man trading punches, slamming each other to the ground. God and man black and blue and covered in each other's blood. An unfair fight, but God still doesn't come out on top, does He? Jacob does. Jacob wins. You have fought with God and with men and have prevailed, so says the Lord to Jacob. But the main man that Jacob had to fight was himself. Because when you fight with God, the paramount struggle is with yourself, or within yourself. There's no place for weak lies, no place for anything but brutal honesty with yourself and with your opponent. No tricks, no deception, no running away. In other words, no playing Jacob. There's no place for pretending it doesn't hurt as much as it does. There's no place for sugarcoating how angry you are and how deeply you despise life. Because if you fight with God with anything less than honesty, you're not fighting, you're just sucking your thumb in your own personal pity party. This fight made all the difference for Jacob. He's given a new name, Israel, which means God fighter. He's blessed by the God with whom he just spent a night in life and death struggle and won. He sees God face to face and he lives to tell about it. And he's given a wound in his hip where God dislocated his leg so that in his own body he might carry the memory of this fight. A name, a blessing, a wound, a face-to-face encounter with the Lord of heaven and earth. This night, this fight, would define Jacob, or Israel, for the rest of his life. and your fight will also define you. Your fight with God, your particular struggle or struggles with the Lord, that will color how you approach Him, how you praise Him, pray to Him, or are even silent before Him. And that's how it should be. Because in that fight, He will have His way with you. You will come away with scars and wounds. But these will be tokens of a victory won, not a battle that's lost. For in the end, whether you feel it or not, or whether you believe it or not, you will win. You will strive with God and with men, and you shall prevail. And you will come away with a blessing that no man can steal from you. Dear people, I tell you a mystery this morning, that our Lord Christ did not come to bring peace on earth, but a sword. He came to usher more conflict into the world. And that conflict penetrates to the very core of your being. It's Jesus versus you. It's you versus you. You will strive with men, with yourself, and with Christ in a lifelong war with many a bloody battle. It's a war to be who you are in God. It's a war in which you strive with your own unbelief, your selfish ways, all the meanness and pettiness and ugliness that misshapes the image of God you bear. But you struggle with the God who became what you are, who was born to experience what hunger and thirst, strength and weakness, and pain and death feel like, and to live through and in the end to rise above them all by remaining true to His Father. He is your brother, this Jesus. He's not your enemy. He's bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And struggle with Him as you must, He will always be your faithful brother. He will not be the Cain who rises up and strikes down Abel in the field, or the Esau who seeks revenge. He's the brother who fights to push you, conflict after conflict, closer to the Father that you both share. His goal is for you to win what you ultimately desire, which is peace within yourself and peace with the God who loves you. He with whom you fight will not leave you when day breaks, as He did Jacob. For the break of day when darkness disappears will be the beginning of the day with no end. It'll be the day of victory. You will see God face to face in Jesus, your brother, and He with His scarred hands and feet and side, and you with your own scarred body will stand together before your Father. The exile will be over. The river will be crossed. And this long, difficult struggle will give way to a victory celebration in which you're given a new name and welcomed home at last. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.